Blog Talk Radio.
Of IMAC with your host, me, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host on the other line as usual, William Willie Boy Ramo. What's up, Willie Boy?
Hey, what's up, Mac? How you doing?
Nothing, man. Just watching some SmackDown. I didn't see all of it yesterday because I was watching some of the Knick game, so I'm finishing watching that tonight. And we're going to talk about some hot topics and some news that occurred this past week. And if you guys want to join in and give your opinion and feedback, the phone number, it's 646-200-4444. Actually, that's the host caller number. Sorry about that. 646-721-9904. Again, that's 646-721-9904 is the guest caller number. So this past week, as many of you know, we lost a great man. Some people consider him a hero. He had a lot of followers. And he was one of the great individuals that you'll ever know. And I'm talking about Robinson Cano from New York.
he's gone to Seattle now.
It's unfortunate. One of the great Yankees, he was a great player for us for 9 seasons, and unfortunately, Yankees did not outbid the Mariners, which is rare for anyone to outbid the Yankees, but the Mariners ended up doing that, and Cano signs a 10-year, $240 million contract with the Mariners, and now he can be joining Seattle. And he'll be playing second base there for the next 10 seasons. I'm disappointed. As a Yankee fan, Cano, that's my boy. Behind Jeter, right now he is the face. Well, he was the face of the Yankees behind Derek Jeter. And for him to go, that's one of our homegrown players. Because Yankees don't really grow. They don't have homegrown players that come out of the farm system. Most of the players that they have, they get them from free agency or trades. But Cano, we got him from the farm system. He's been in the Yankee farm system for I think over 13, 14 years or something like that.
So here's the $1 million question. Who are you? Who do you blame more? Who are you more upset with, the Yankee organization or Cano?
Both. I blame both because, Yankees, they probably could have offered him a little more money. I think they I don't think they treated him right as far as what they offered. I think they could have offered him a little more, but $240 million, I think that's a ridiculous contract. I don't think anyone deserves that unless you're like Babe Ruth or Lou Gehrig,
You're right.
But I don't think he deserved that type of contract. But I think Yankees could have, been more aggressive in pursuing him more. The way Yankees treated Cano was basically the way Mets treated Jose Reyes during this time period.
Right. You're absolutely right.
It's like the Yankees didn't want Cano, They didn't want him to come back for some reason. It feels like that.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but
yeah, I totally agree with you. The Yankees. Yankees shouldn't have given him 240. But then again, if he was a Red Sox, they would have showed him love.
True.
So short term, long term, once he gets to 42 at the end of the contract, they'll be most likely, patting themselves on the back that, they don't have to deal with that contract down, choking them just like the A-Rod contract. But in the short term, they're really going to miss Cano and that presence he had in the back, his presence at the plate. And another thing you said, you're absolutely right. After with Mariano retiring and the rest of the core, the core four or five, if you want to count Bernie into it, he would have been the face. He would have been the face right after Jeter, and Jeter has maybe 1 to 3 years left in his career.
Yeah.
And right after that, Cano would have been the heir apparent right there. This would have been his team. But as you can see, even though he saw Mariano's heartfelt farewell, it really didn't. Being a Yankee and retiring, and Monument Park didn't really mean that much to him than, having $240 million,
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. In a way, I blame the Yankees for not pushing, for not pursuing him a little more aggressively. You know, I mean, Yankees, they did overpay for guys like McCann and Ellsbury, you know.
Yeah,
so
Ellsbury does not deserve that much. I mean, he's a good player. Don't get me wrong. He's a terrific player. I mean, he's clutch.
Yeah.
This dude, I mean, he's not a home run hitter. He's not a power hitter. I mean,
yeah.
He's like, you know, Ichiro. But,
yeah.
You know, but with a ring.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I would say that. And, you know, I blame Cano somewhat because for not wanting to stay. Well, I mean, just for asking for more money, that was ridiculous. I mean, that shows you how today's athletes are. It's all about the money with them at the end of the day. You know, it's not about loyalty like in old days. You know, it's all about the money. And, I mean, I can't fault him because I probably would have done the same thing, you know.
Hey, I agree with you too, man. I mean, $240 million, and then plus you add to the fact that, you know, the Mariners were offering, what, $60 million more. Then you add the fact that in Washington State you get no state taxes. That's like, with that combined, it's like he has, like, over $80
million. Yeah.
You know, from the Mariners. So, I mean, I can't fault the guy. But, I mean, if his image, you know, if his Yankee legacy was important to him, you know.
Yeah.
He would have tried to meet them halfway, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, he got his money. He could, you know, buy as many coffees as he wants, you know, at Starbucks in Seattle. Buy a raincoat because it rains all the time over there.
Yep.
And then in 2 or 3 years, when the team, if they don't surround him with any legitimate players, then, you know, he's going to demand a trade.
Yeah, and he'll probably be back with the Yankees again.
Exactly. he'll be back with the Yankees.
But, I mean, yeah. I mean, and, you know, people are making out Jay-Z to be, like, the next Scott Boras because of this contract. I mean, come on. This was more of the Mariners than this was about the Jay-Z, you know. Mariners, they have a new contract. Well, they have a TV deal now, which is going to make them more money, so...
Right.
And they wanted to, you know, gain their fans back, so they had to make a move like this and decided to sign Cano to this big contract. So this was more about the Mariners than actually Jay-Z negotiating this big contract. So
I agree with that. But how do you feel that, you know, Jay-Z, you know, who's a Yankee fan, you know, he basically drove, you know, the next face of the company to Seattle.
Well, you know, this guy, he did the same thing with the Knicks when he went over to the Nets. This guy was supposedly a Knicks fan. I don't know what kind of fan this guy is these days, you know. One of those weird fans, I guess. I don't know, but, you know, I don't blame him for anything. I mean, he's just doing his job, I guess.
He is an agent, you know. He got to get his client the most money.
Yeah, and he did that. You know?
Yeah. So, you know, on his new agency, you know, he could pat himself on the back. You know, he got his agent the most money, but he's gonna have less exposure in Seattle.
Mhm. Yeah.
You know, they better hope they could get the Griffey to come out of retirement because other than Felix, you know, King Felix. I mean, there's not really much about Seattle Mariners. I mean. Maybe obviously I'm a Seattle Mariner fan. I mean, maybe they know about some upcoming prospects that could help this team turn that franchise around and help them win their first ever championship. But, you know, good luck. Best of luck to them.
And that team doesn't have nothing right now. And Mariners are going to kick themselves in the butt with that contract down the line. Like they did with the A-Rod contract.
Well, Texas did.
Oh, actually, yeah, Texas. Yeah, the way Texas did.
But they didn't learn from the AL West mistake, you know, the A-Rod with Texas Rangers, Pujols in with Angels, what's his name, Hamilton with Angels.
Angels also.
Right, yeah, because he left Texas.
Yeah.
So he didn't learn from the mistakes.
Nope, not at all, man. We'll see what happens, you know. Of course, Robinson Pucano, he's going to put up monster numbers like he always does every year.
Oh, yeah.
Robinson Pucano is a great player, but he's not like... he's not all-time great like Lou Gehrig or Babe Ruth, so...
Yeah.
But they paid him like he is, but...
Oh yeah, I mean he's a very good player. I mean, if Mets, you know, would spend the money, you know, I wouldn't mind them going after him, but not like at $10 million. I mean,
yeah.
The most I would give him is probably seven.
Yeah,
six,
which the Yankees
seven.
Were offering.
Yeah, but $10 million. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Maybe Albert Pujols in his prime, or Miguel Cabrera, you know, a guy like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying Cano is—he's a notch below those guys. I mean, he's a great player, but he's not as of right now, he's not an all-time great player.
Yeah.
He's not, you know what I mean? He's not the leader.
Right, I agree. I agree with you.
I mean, after Jeter retired, he would have been the face of the Yankees.
Yeah.
But you know, he's not, now he's the face of Mariners.
Yeah, and we'll see how he performs with this new contract over there, playing with the Mariners.
Yeah, we'll definitely keep eye on him, but not as much as we would if he remained in the Bronx.
Yeah, and with that new contract now he can pay some more child support to his gold-digging baby mama, you know?
Give her some free coffee.
Mercedes or a car or something like that. But in serious news, this past week we lost two public figures. The biggest, of course, is Nelson Mandela.
Right.
You know, who became the
South Africa. You know, the former president of South Africa.
Yep. Former president of South Africa from, what, 1991? Well, 1994 to 1999, I think, right?
I'd say about.
And he served 27 years in prison because... In 1962, he was arrested for, you know, conspiracy to overthrow the government. You know, the government which supported apartheid, which Mandela was against. And, you know, his civil right work and his, opinion on apartheid and, you know, just the separation of apartheid and, you know, just his civil rights movements, and he was like the Martin Luther King of our day, really.
Well,
of the
70s
and 80s, because of his activism and his, you know, speeches towards civil rights and, you know, integration. He was like the Martin Luther King of South Africa, really.
Well, but there's some rumors that, you know, before, you know, when he was fighting apartheid, you know, he did bomb places that supported, you know, apartheid. But then after that, you know, he's been, you know, known as the, you know, the like you said, the Martin Luther King of, you know, of South Africa.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he won a Nobel Peace Prize in 1993 for his work. And, yeah, I mean, the whole nation, they call him the father of the nation, South Africa. Because of his work and his activism and his human rights issues that he dealt with. He was the MK of our day. And he passed away this past week. I think he was 95, right?
Right.
And he had some health problems. So he passed away. And, yeah, it was unfortunate, man. One of the great leaders that you'll ever see, you know, dies. You know, he did good things. And, you know, he was a public figure, and, you know, he was in movies, you know, he made appearances in movies, TV shows, and also a sad day for South Africans and people who followed this guy, you know.
Right.
So rest in peace to him, and his condolences go out to his family.
That's a sad day, you know.
Yeah.
For a leader like that to go out, you know.
When I was a kid, I always heard of Mandela, but I didn't know shit about the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who is this guy? I always thought he was, like, some kind of... Like, whenever I saw him, like, on TV, I always thought, like, he was some kind of bad man or something.
Mm-hmm.
Then I realized, oh, this guy did some good stuff. He did some good things for South Africa. So he's
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
So, rest in peace, Nelson Mandela. And right now they're giving a lot of documentaries and, you know, biographies and TV shows on him. So Good. Those of you who don't know about him, you could watch one of those documentaries and learn about his life and his work.
And the weird part about it, the sad part about it, they were having a London premiere on Mandela's life, because there's a new movie with Idris Elba. Forgive me if I mispronounced the name.
Mm-hmm.
He starred as Mandela in the movie, and his daughters found out that he died while viewing during the London premiere of the movie.
Wow, that's messed up.
I mean, really weird irony, you know.
Yeah.
They're watching a movie about the main character, and then to find out while they're watching the movie or after the movie, they find out the main character of the movie just died. I mean, that's just a, you know,
crazy.
A surreal moment.
Yeah, it's messed up. Again,
especially the children. I mean, his children found out that way. You know,
wow.
That's really sad.
It is. Wow. But my condolences go out to his family.
Yeah, absolutely.
May his soul rest in peace. And the other public figure that passed away this week was actor
Paul Walker,
who was known for his role in Fast and Furious. And he died, ironically, in a car with his business. One of his business associates, Roger Rodas.
A friend of his was a professional racer. And they both unfortunately died.
Yeah.
I think they said his last word was, you know, he told somebody, "I'll be right back, like, in a minute," or "I'll be back quickly," or something like that. And,
yeah,
you know, unfortunately, the car crash happened, and it claimed both of their lives.
Yeah, it was like they were at a charity event, you know, to raise money for the typhoon in the Philippines.
Right.
And they were they were driving around some cars, and they were testing out this Porsche GT car. And supposedly there was a problem with it, you know. And Roger Rodas said he was going to take a drive to see what was wrong with it. And Paul Walker decided to go with him. And they ended up taking that ride, and they ended up crashing into a tree or pole, and the whole car burst in flames and exploded. And it caused them to lose both of their lives. And, you know, once that car crashed, there is no way that they could get out. They died on impact, basically, you know, inside of that car. And, you know, so at first it was reported that Paul Walker's death was a fake. It was a fraud, because some people didn't believe it, because the day before, you know, there was a rumor that Paul Walker died, but it was actually a hoax. So the next day he actually dies and people don't believe it, because the day before there was a report that he died, but it turned out to be a hoax. So then, so on the day that he died, there was an article that says, "Oh, the Paul death rumors are hoax."
Wow.
So the hoax turned out to be a hoax. He was really dead.
Yes, messed up.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
So that hoax story the day before actually kind of foreshadowed his death.
And they say he died from a car crash too, right?
I don't know if they said a car crash. I don't know what they said he died of, but.
Mm.
Is that just that's kind of creepy.
That is creepy.
But, you know, rest in peace, Paul Walker, and, you know, condolences go out to him and his family. You know, he was a good actor. You know, I only know him from the Fast and Furious movies. I don't know him from anything else, really.
Yeah, me too. You know, I echo your sentiments, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he popped up on different shows like Charles in Charge, and I think he did other commercials and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, if you're watching the shows back in the day, you know, you're not going to...
You would never know that.
Because
there's
a lot of shows you watch now, and you're like, "Oh, shoot, I didn't realize this person was on the show," because obviously the person wasn't famous at the time.
Exactly. But, yeah, so rest in peace. And so I want to go to a break here. Rebecca Black... You remember her, right?
Yeah.
She had a YouTube hit called Black Friday. Well, Friday.
Right.
Although it was like the music video, you know, it was more like a Black Friday than an actual Friday music video. But that music video that she came out with, you know, received a lot of negative, you know, press and criticism because, you know, people made fun of her that she couldn't sing, you know, her voice sounded strange. You know, we had a lot to say about that music video and, you know, her voice and as far as her being an actual singer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been, what, I think 3 years since she released that video? 2 years, something like that?
I forgot. Maybe 3 years. I lost count.
Yeah, let's say a few years. So it's been a few years since she's released that music video. And now she has a music video called Saturday.
Oh, my God.
But actually, this one might be a little better. Listen to it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. I love this song. This is my jam. Where is the peanut butter? 2 p.m. getting out of my bed. Trying to get Friday out of my head. It's all so hazy. Got a little too crazy. You know I do it all again. Call everyone you know.
Oh, my God. Come over.
Turn up the radio. Oh, oh. Cause this is our song. We can do no wrong.
What do you think?
It sounds better than the other one.
Oh, yeah. It sounds much better than Friday.
It does sound much better. I think the weakest part of the song is the dude's vocals.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it sounds a lot better than Friday.
Oh, yeah. I think she redeemed herself, you know. This was her redemption, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So she did redeem herself much better this time around. And lastly, I was reading something on TMZ where it looks like Paris Hilton is waging war against Lindsay Lohan. And
why is that?
Well, Paris Hilton's brother, Baron Hilton, he was attacked by some dude who was ordered by Lindsay Lohan to attack him. I guess Lindsay Lohan felt that Paris Hilton's brother was talking shit about her, and Lindsay Lohan saw him at the club and told a guy to, you know, beat him up. And as the guy was beating him up, you know, Lindsay Lohan was just watching and laughing. And, you know, Paris Hilton's brother went to the hospital, had a black eye, and Paris Hilton is tweeting that, you know, that Lindsay Lohan will pay for this and that no one messes with her family and gets away with it. So now there's going to be, like, some kind of diva match going on.
Yeah, this should,
on, Lindsay Lohan.
This should be on the tables as on chairs, paper deals then.
Well, these girls, I've heard they've had beef for years now, you know, so it's nothing new.
You would think girls like that, similar girls would get along.
Yeah, but not those two.
Yeah.
Because they're like the same type of person, you know.
I guess they're alpha females, you know, they want to have control.
Exactly. I don't want to see them fight. I think Lindsay would beat the crap out of Paris. But,
I think so.
Then again, Paris is, you know, you never know her, you know.
It'd be like the Hampton Street Fight match that they had in Hampton Hardcore match they had in WWE. Between Ziggler and Sandow.
Although, you know, Paris is kind of long. She's tall and long. She reminds me of, like, Stacey Keibler.
Yeah, she does have the length. You are right. She does have the height advantage.
Yeah, so you can go either way, but yeah, WWE should set that up, man. Contact both of them and arrange a match.
I think Lindsay would still do that. All she had to do was just hit a Lutez press or a spear. Probably a spear. And after that's it. She got her. She got it. As long as she, you know, as long as what's her name? Paris kick her from like doing like a Dawson kick from like far away. She should be good.
Yeah, that'd be a great match, though. Anyway, Will, you got any last thoughts?
I just think thanks for having me on the show, and you know, check out this show every Saturday at 11:30. I mean 11 o'clock. And of course, check out my show, Sports Urban Legend, 6 p.m. on Sundays, only on Black Talk Radio.
All right, thank you, Will. And like you said, you know, check out Will's show, Sports Urban Legend, tomorrow at 6. Check out his show, iMac, at Saturdays here at 11. And I will, iMac, and Will, we'll see you next week. Peace.